RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you got to tell the truth on your friends, and that's what we're doing. Albert,
you know what? You know what bothers me the most out of it, though?
What's that?
There's not even logic based into what he's trying to pull off. You know what I mean?
Like, I think he's just trying to do like a math magic trick.
I like a good.
But, you know, five's closer to six than three.
I like a good welch of a bet. You know, if you can logically get there,
you really turn the corner.
I just like to see people try to manipulate it like it's a magic trick and get out of it. And this was lazy at best. There was nothing to it.
Trying to add a little suspense. Not well, I but a low suspense.
No, and by the way, invoking your name, like I'll be like, well, Mac is the referee. What am I going to do? Okay.
I will say, when I talked to him before the segment, he did say, Mac, be ready. I will need you during this segment.
I'm wow. Like,
okay, I have
subterfuge
no idea.
Subterfuge ahead of time. I mean,
so he preemptively thought he was going to bring his own arbiter into the equation. Mm. That is
a real shame.
Credit for trying, I guess.
I don't think so. Credit for being a stand-up guy, which is what I know John Fanta to be. I look forward to my burger in 2 weeks. That's
I just wonder if
say.
He thinks like all New York burger prices are the prices we have now. He lived here long enough to
it's
know.
Making NBC money.
NBC money or not.
I know he's got a young kid at home, but there's no way.
You know, you can find like $100 burgers in New York. That's not the prices we have here anymore.
Unless you're Lance Reisland, who it wasn't a $100 burger, but it was a very expensive burger.
It might have been close to that between shakes and everything for
the three of us. And absolutely.
I know. That's why I didn't order the milkshake. I was like, we can't run this tab up.
Meanwhile, I was like, can you make it a double? Can you make it a double milkshake? Do they do doubles with the milkshakes?
I did feel bad.
It was delicious.
I felt bad about the burger being like an $18 burger.
I felt no shame. No.
I felt bad.
Yeah.
I wasn't even in the bet.
If you come at the king.
He just threw me at the bet.
If you come at the king, you best not miss. And he came at the king and he missed. Albert Breer coming up MMQB at 5:20 today.
The king, huh?
Burger bets.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I hope I win. I've never been rooting for the Ravens more than
me
on Sunday.
Too. I actually want to lose this burger bet because I want Tomlin's ass now. I want him fired. I want him gone. Clown. He coached in fear. He coached in fear.
He sounded so not serious in saying he's a clown. Mac, is that right? He sounded so not serious in that.
What sounded not serious in that?
He's a clown. I just
the exasperatedness from you in that.
You said it so not convincingly. Like, it was like the least convincing.
He's a clown.
There you go. Much better. Okay. Yeah, but there's a part of you that still doesn't believe it. I think that's the part that got me agitated. Because I love the idea that you've come around to what I've been trying to tell you for years about Tomlin.
And you were
Your
wrong,
eyes
then,
were
right
wide
now.
Open. Like, you've seen the light. You've seen the vision. This is fantastic. And I like, within new information, you developed a whole new take on him. Now, was it a quick turn from 3 weeks ago when you called all of Yinzer Nation a bunch of inbred idiots? Yeah.
That's still correct.
Little bit of a turn.
I didn't on that one.
Little bit of a turn.
No, I still believe Yinzer fans are, by and large, inbred idiots.
But I think the heart of it is that I still don't actually believe that you think Tomlin stinks at his job. I'm infuriated. It's not convincing enough for me to believe that you think
he dookied himself. He was embarrassing.
Yes, he did. It was so obvious.
He got outcoached by Kevin Stefanski, who might be the Giants' head coach in 3 weeks.
And again, if Stefanski gets fired on Black Monday, I'm going to be convinced the reason why we saw him have more emotion than he's ever had in his life is because he knew already that he was being fired and he was trying to stick it to the Browns. That's a Larry David spite store win. That's his latte Larry's.
Give me another one. I want another spite win.
Well, and that is a beautiful little part of watching the Browns play hard this last weekend. And if they play hard this weekend, it'll be done so with the idea that Stefanski actually could rally the troops, but he's only rallying the troops because he's convinced he's fired.
Hey,
whatever works.
And by the way, you can't get any lower than the 7th pick. So a win doesn't hurt you. Now, it hurts you because in a certain confluence of events, I don't remember. I hate doing the, well, the Raiders have to win, and they have to win by 33 points, and then the Titans have to do this, and then somebody's mom has to pass away. Like, I hate all the I hate the story that you have to run
we
through.
We do have a one win. We got a window here.
What do you mean?
No, it's a good point by you. Like, New Orleans and Kansas City and Cincinnati all have 6 wins.
Yep.
Like, you can't get worse than 7.
Yeah. So a win really only costs you maybe 3 or 4 pick spots. Like, let me put it this way: is a loss on Sunday worth 2 spots in the draft, or is a win worth 2 spots? To me, it is. Would you rather have the 5th pick and a loss or the 7th pick and a win? I'll take the win.
I'm trying to figure out how. I mean, right now you're 7 anyway, right?
Yeah.
You're not losing anything off of this if you win.
Yeah, correct. So, if you win, you won't get better draft positioning.
But if you lose,
you could go as far as up as 2.
Yeah, but again, that makes it seem as if all these teams are all of a sudden also going to have wins in here, and I just don't think between the top 7 teams we're going to have many teams that are drawing up wins.
I bet you if you lose, you can get as high. I would put it like I would
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Expect to be like the 5th pick. I would, because there are a couple teams that are playing each other and a couple teams that are playing bad teams.
Because Arizona's
on an 8-game. I expect to get a top 5 pick if you lose. Not worth it.
Arizona's on an 8-game losing streak. They have a mission there. The Jets are on a 4-game losing streak. They're on a mission there.
On a mission from God.
Raiders are on a 10-game losing streak. That's cemented as well. Giants are still playing hard, but they're at 3 wins. So I guess maybe the Giants could come into play. Maybe the Titans. Titans are still playing hard in these games, too. You watched that game this last weekend. Like, Cam Ward was acting as if that was his Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They were playing incredibly hard still. A shockingly. And then the Washington, if they could run this team back a million times, they would never win another game this year with this Washington team.
Aren't we on to Sam Hartman now?
It's bad. It's real bad.
First time I watched him at Wake Forest, I thought he might have something. And then it turned out it wasn't talent. Whatever he had, it wasn't talent.
Yeah.
He had something. Got great hair, good looks. Has his way with the ladies.
People laughed. You know, I get so mad at people a couple years ago when they went to the NFC title game, and everyone's like, "Oh, but Jayden Daniels got there because look at all that talent on Washington." It's like, no, they had 2 Pro Bowlers that year. That's it, 2. It's not as if that was loaded with talent. Like what Jayden Daniels did with that team, so inept at talent. I'm always very interested in what happens when you take away the quarterback from some of these teams, and you really watch how some of them completely fall. I think environment matters so much with quarterbacks, but there are the quarterbacks out there like Jayden Daniels in Washington in that first year where it was like he's just another level.
So I'm going to give you a plan.
Okay, what's
the
plan?
We asked John for the plan, and he said, okay, Clint Kubiak, Joe Brady. So these are some names you want to interview.
Yeah, he's been high on Kubiak for a while.
I don't believe he fired Andrew Berry.
By the way, the Joe Brady thing, I just miss me on that.
No, 100%, yeah.
He's having Josh Allen. Have you seen some of these first halves that they have in Buffalo? Shedeur Sanders and the Browns are having a higher first half points per game average than what the Bills have had since Shador's been the quarterback.
I don't think it's a coincidence. Week 10,
Buffalo's been lost offensively.
I think it's a coincidence that Sean McVay took Kirk Cousins to the playoffs and ended up being one of the best coaches in the NFL. I don't think it's a coincidence that Liam Cohen got something real out of Baker Mayfield and all of a sudden is having success. I think if you coach a not top 4 quarterback to success, I think that's the greatest sign of success you can have as an offensive coordinator. I do. So if you're going to hire somebody because of what they coordinate, I think it's better to be great to be really good with a top the ninth best quarterback than it is to be elite with the best quarterback in the NFL, because you ain't getting that here.
I agree. It's almost like you're gonna win a race with a Lambo. It's like, of course you're gonna do that. You have a really fast car. You should win those races. You should look good. Impress me with a lesser car. Impress me with a lesser vehicle.
I'm gonna try and tie us all together. The ties
all
right. that bind.
Yeah. What do you got?
This is my concession I'm making to Jimmy Haslam. I am keeping Andrew Berry as basically the head of football operations. He's getting a promotion. Congratulations, Andrew.
Just to get him out? Is that the idea?
No. He's still in power. He's still going to have a say in the direction of where things go. But this is a concession to Jimmy Haslam. My concession to supporters is Shador is the starting quarterback going into 2026. I'm not wasting my time with Kirk Cousins or Geno Smith. A quarterback competition. I'm not wasting another cent right. on the quarterback position in 2026. I'm not drafting him.
Okay.
It'll be Dylan Gabriel, Deshaun Watson, and Shador Sanders with Shador in the lead. Shador has to lose the job. Okay? That's my concession. I'm now going to bring in Tom Telesco as the GM, although really his job is to draft good football players. I don't know I'm putting him in charge of free agency. I don't know I'm putting in charge of analytics or anything else. Your job is to go make me a bicycle clown, put me the best football players, not spark scores, football players on the Cleveland Browns.
Which historically, he's been a really good drafter in the first round.
Yes.
The other drafts, not as much, but the first round, he's really good.
Justin Herbert and Brock Bowers, baby. And finally, okay, this is going to tie everybody together. Jim Schwartz, whatever you want to be the DC going forward, you get. You want $6 million a year? Here's $6 million a year. Whatever the number is, mm-hmm. you've got it. You're not my head coach. No fault of your own. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know what the blah, blah, blah was. That would be very... He'd probably punch you in the face if you blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so who's the head coach?
David Shaw. Passing game coordinator for the Lions. Former Stanford head coach. The only reason he's not still at Stanford is he hated NIL. He is an adult in the room. He's a Stanford guy, so he can talk to the Ivy Leaguers. But he's also a blue-collar guy, having grown up in football. His dad, Willie Shaw... should have been the head coach of Stanford in 92. Longtime, well-respected defensive coordinator. David has coached for Baltimore as an assistant before he went back to college. He's under the Harbaugh lineage. Mm-hmm. He is an adult in the room. And also, he's not a guy that's going to be overly precious of, I have to be the X's and O's guys as well, which means you either keep Tommy Reese in the fold or find a true X's and O's guys to be his OC. That is one way, that is one plan I think you could go, where everybody yeah. gets something.
Everybody does get something. I don't know. The Shador part of it is obviously tantalizing for me. I like the Telesco part of it as well. I've always liked David Shaw. I'd be surprised if he ends up winning this out as far as being the head coach, but I like the thinking on it.
I would be too, and here's my thing. It's not going to be a sexy hire. Don't go for sexy. Go for an adult in the room, a guy who can speak to ownership and fans, because that's like...
Which, by the way, maybe they started to learn this, because what exactly was the Schwartz hire at defensive coordinator? It was going for the non-sexy. I think when they made that hiring, I was doing the night show, and I equated him to the Roomba that you have, where you just don't have to think about it. You just kind of set it off. It goes. It does all the jobs for you, and it's perfect. It's so easy. And it's not sexy, but it's like it just gets everything done. And if that's what they need to do right now, then it sounds great to me.
I think it's John Harbaugh in Baltimore 15 years ago. Like, I think it is just, this is a football guy. He grew up in football. He's a mature adult. And I think he'd be willing to give Shador a real chance. I think David Shaw cares about, can you play football good? Can you receive coaching well? And I think that's been Shador since he's got here. 216-474-0092. That's my plan. Andrew Berry stays in a new convoluted role. Tom Telesco's the GM. David Shaw's the head coach. Jim Schwartz, all the money. Shador's back as a coach. What do you think of this plan? And Myles Garrett, one more sack in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.